Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Yo, this is Michael Payne, and I host the Michael and Marcel Show on FUBAR Radio every Wednesday from 4 till 6 p.m. Thanks for staying at home. The only thing we want you to catch is a vibe. You're listening to Stay Home and Chill on FUBAR Radio, keeping you company through the coronavirus.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Rich Homie Kwan, thank you so much for joining us on Payne and Sylvester. Thank you all for having me, man.
No, it's my first time out here, so...
Yeah, not at all. You know, this is the place you have to be if you hit the UK, innit? Everyone knows that,
Everyone knows that.
It says it at the airport, so when you're going through, like, out of arrivals, it says, are you going to Payne and Sylvester? Did you not see that?
I probably saw it, but didn't know what it was.
You find out when you get here. It's one of those things. How's it going? How you finding London?
Oh, man, it's so... I'm having a great time, and I've only been here for a day and a half.
Yeah.
The girls are so beautiful.
Oh, I was going to ask that later.
Man.
Because we really love American girls.
I guess it's different because I've been over there so long. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, when we're over there, they like how we sound.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So we exactly.
Immediately, if we start talking to any American chick, they go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you from England? Oh my God.
I usually get Australia.
Huh?
I usually get Australia. Yeah.
Well, people think you're from Australia.
First time I went to New York, I was in like a convenience store buying some cigarettes, and I just went, yeah, can I get 20 Camel or whatever? And then, so, like, sexiest woman I've ever seen as well. That's the most annoying thing about it. She goes, are you from Australia?
No. Absolutely.
You just
fucking
fucked up
not.
The conversation before it can even begin. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I'm quite glad that you like UK girls and haven't subscribed to the theory.
Like I said, it's just different. Like, being, you know, it's. A state show is way different from, you know what I mean, the UK.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a place I want to come to when I grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's more than, like, me working here. It's almost like a vacation. I'm just letting it all soak in.
Yeah, of course. One thing, I put out a question.
Uh-huh.
No, in fact, I just put out a statement saying I was interviewing you today.
Okay.
And some people...
Want to know some questions?
Yeah. But first of all, I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
How many times after listening to Young Thug does it take to understand everything he's saying?
See, normally, to be real, me and Thug, we in the booth together, so I know everything he's saying perfectly.
Fair play.
You know what I'm saying? But then he has a unique voice.
Yeah.
So, like, you wouldn't know what he's saying. A lot of stuff is like lingo.
Yeah.
So a lot of people confused, but like everything on lifestyle, I can tell you what he's saying word from the hood. What he said, did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Yeah. And it came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. There were people get confused.
This is actually a big thing for us. We really want to know. This is translation right now, do you know what I mean?
And hold on, what did I say? What the second was?
From the bottom to the top lifestyle.
What's that? From the bottom to
the whole sentence.
Bottom to the top. And I'm living a life like a beginner, but you are still beginning.
Right.
I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds. You are still, but I was saying,
because he's huge over here. Do you know what I mean? He is huge over here.
That's my brother. Yeah, I already know, man.
Well, you should see it. You should see it in the clubs over here when that song comes on.
You should
see
it
everyone's voices. They get that. Everyone's mouths are going. Hey, my life.
That's the when you're doing the shmoney with your head down, you know what it was.
I did it last night. It went crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a friend of mine posted up a video on Instagram. I saw you playing that.
But that was just like a, you know what I'm saying, pre-game show, the real show tonight, though.
Yeah.
The real thing tonight.
Right, I was going to say, have you got anything different planned? Are you going to do anything differently tonight?
Yeah. That was one of the fast songs. A real show, man. I'm up there. I'm still on stage about 45 minutes out.
Fair play.
So I'm going to show you something different. That's just a pregame. You know how you pregame, you might have a lot of hoes in the room before you go on stage. You know the pregame warm up. Smoke a couple blunts, you know what I'm saying?
Little
pregame warm up.
That's exactly what we do.
You know, to get myself right. You know, I like to be around them pretty women, man.
You know, 100%.
I love it.
That happens to be our pre-show ritual as well.
Yeah.
Loads of hoes, loads of weed. That's just, well, minus the hoes, I suppose.
You married?
I'm not, no, I just wear this ring. I've had this ring on since I was 17. I've never been able to get it.
I'm married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. That sucks, bro.
No, it does suck, bro.
That sucks, bro.
Lucky you're not really married then, innit?
You married?
No.
You're not married?
No.
Why? Why?
Why?
A beautiful woman like you should be married.
Why are you not married?
I'm just waiting for the right man to ask me.
Will you marry me,
Rich?
Sure, but now?
Oh my God, that just happened.
No, but you know what the most tragic thing is?
What?
Not one of your friends will be able to relate when you go, Rich, homie, come and put it on me on radio today.
Yeah.
They'll be like, who?
What? Why? Why would they? Why?
Because you live in Kingston, that.
Yeah. in Jamaica.
Yeah, so. True. I did give you that one last week. Yeah, she's from she lives in Kingston, Jamaica. The commute's a bitch.
It's a really long
time. Listen, I went to Jamaica for 2 weeks to work on my album.
Did you?
Man, I had the best time of my life. Yeah. Man.
Bless up.
Bless up. I know like a lot of other lingo, and they was like the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
have you got the accent down?
No, I do not.
No, I do not.
Yeah, I find in general Americans just aren't that good at other accents. I have to be perfectly honest.
Well, her accents, like, I'm from the down south, like Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. You know, like they say with country, the way we talk, we just don't pronounce none of our words the right.
Yeah,
I text you the same way I'm gonna write it. Instead of saying probably, I'm going to text proudly.
Proudly, yeah,
P-R-O-L-L-Y. You know what I'm saying? It's us, like, we lazy. We're not going to pronounce the whole word.
Now, to be fair, it's efficient, man. Why waste time saying every syllable in a fucking word?
But guess what? But like, the girls I seen last night, they kept saying, I love the way you talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, I love the way you talk. That's sweet. You can have this one. You can have this one.
We need to adopt a new style, Justin. Maybe that's our biggest weakness.
Yeah, 100%.
Right now is how much we articulate.
Yeah. we need to develop some new lingo.
Stop, you sound like you're
having a stroke, bro. It doesn't work. When you do it, it genuinely doesn't work.
Nah. It just sounds stupid.
Sounds like you've had one too many.
I've been praising on mine, though.
Huh?
I've been practicing on my talk like, yo, could I have a glass of water?
That's the first thing Americans say when they do an impression of
a glass of water.
A glass of water.
They're like, y'all don't say y'all tease. Like, we're going to say, hey, man, let me get a glass of water, bro.
Yeah.
A glass of water. That's how we're going to say it.
Yeah, water.
Water.
have a glass of water.
Yeah.
All right.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. I'm Hannah Whitten, and in the studio with me this week I have my gorgeous Irish friend Riad.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
Radio suits you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was not going to say the normal thing. Radio, you have a face for radio. You have a face for radio and television.
All right, it is time for Drunk Advice.
Live. I mean, we are definitely tipsy.
I feel good.
I've got a buzz going on.
Yeah, buzzed. Buzzed is the word that I
I'm feeling warm and fuzzy.
Which brings us on to the rules of drunk advice.
Oh, yes.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Yes.
So we're there.
Absolutely.
Rule number two, have a friend with you.
Hey!
You have been in an episode of Drunk Advice before.
It is so amazing to be on two now.
Our Drunk Advice episode is my mum's favourite.
Your mother?
Yeah.
That says a lot.
It was because of the singing, because we broke out into song.
We did Les Mis.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Was it on my own?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Oh, my God. And now it's... Now we've been dumped, and so it's real.
Hannah, this is legit. This is real. This could be your West End debut. You could be the next Carrie Hope Fletcher.
Like, but how much of this are we going to do? Because people's questions need answering.
Just a little blast.
Okay, a little blast. I'm ready. On my own, pretending he's beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I close my eyes, I see the something that he has found me.
I love him, but when the party's
over... Stop!
Okay, never mind.
Rule number three, don't take our advice. Okay, let's do it. Hi, Hannah. I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 3 months.
Too long. Sorry, continue.
Me and Riyadh can't keep it up that long, but good luck to you. And he great, apart from the kissing. He's a terrible kisser, but so great at everything else. I don't know how to tell him. I don't want to break up with him. From Alice.
I gotcha, babe. I gotcha, because I've been there.
I feel like, on which side?
I'm the good kisser. Okay. Hannah, do you kiss me. I'm fucking good.
It's great, isn't it?
No, I've been with a guy who was horrific. I mean, it was like being poked in the face with a tongue, and it was very full of mucus.
Oh, no.
It was a messy, messy situation. First and foremost, you don't dump the guy.
Yeah, don't dump him.
If you find a guy who you have an emotional or a fun connection with, that's a keeper. So you got to work on the kissing with him and help him. So you got to say it. Dude, I don't like how you're doing this. You're too messy, you're too whatever.
I think you kind of have to be upfront.
You do?
Like, don't be mean, but like you kind of have to be like, hey, I like it like this. Rather than being like, you're doing all of these things wrong. Like, grab their face and basically just be
show them.
This is how I like it. And then make, like, have, the way that I would do it, and it's the way that I've done before, which is very, very fun, is if you say to them, like, I'm going to show you how I like to kiss. And then you ask them to keep their face
still.
Still.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes.
Yes.
So you ask them to keep their face still so they're not responding. And so then you kiss them the way that you like to be kissed. And then you go, okay, now
that's
you.
That's how to do it.
You do the same back to me.
Now,
and then
the worry
together,
is, though,
beauty.
The worry is, though, that they're going to do that just to please you, but they won't naturally enjoy that. You know when you kiss someone?
But then you should also, like, ask them, like, how do you like to kiss? Yeah.
I find,
and then maybe you can find a happy medium.
I find though that people who don't know how to kiss, that they're doing it that way because they're just nervous.
And no one's actually taught them.
They don't know what they like. They just seen a movie and they go, okay, great, that thing. So I hope you like that advice, Alice. Give it a go. Let us know how it works.
Let us know. Send us some pictures of you and your boyfriend kissing next time. Do you want to read this one out, babe?
I will. This is from Ben. Ben says, hey, I've got into uni and I'm starting in a couple of weeks. I don't want to go and want to work instead. My mom says that I have to go to uni, though I don't know what to do.
Interesting dilemma here, Ben.
You take it first.
Okay, so I would say there are two different things going on here. One, okay, if you don't want to go to uni, don't go to uni. That's fine. If you want to work, like, do that. Uni isn't a necessary thing anymore, really. And it's very expensive. And it's not for everyone.
And takes ages.
So, but the second thing going on here is that considering that you're not at uni yet and your mum says that you have to go, you're very much still under your mother's control.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. And so either you can stand your ground and, like, have a full-blown argument with your mother and kind of, like, do what you want and hopefully eventually she'll come round, or you abide by her wishes and you go to uni and prove to her that you hate it and it's a waste of money and you're having a terrible time and she'll see how sad you are. And
give in.
And then she'll give in and be like, this isn't making you happy. And ultimately, what a parent should want is for their offspring to be happy.
Well, Ben.
But I'm not a parent, so who am I to tell your mother what to do?
I would love, Ben, if we had more info from you about what you want to do instead, because, you know, that comes into play too. I think, from my own perspective, I went to uni, but I did 5 years there because I got really bad results from school.
5 years?
Five.
Oh.
I know. I had to go the long route because I got such bad results. I had to go into a
foundation.
A college of further education and then another one. Then I got the degree in the end, all good in the hood. So,
wow, so you like are the complete opposite. Like you
but
tried really hard in order to get a degree.
Yeah, exactly. Because I wanted to be, I was the first one in my whole family to ever get one on both sides.
Mm.
And so it was a big thing. The whole family on both sides were both like, Riyadh is going to have a degree. It's specifically in that accent.
Yeah,
so,
I
but
believe it.
Ben, what I did was the whole time I worked my ass off in radio and I worked my ass off in media with YouTube stuff as well. And I made sure that, okay, I may not want to be in uni, but I'm going to make my dream happen one way or another by working when I'm not in there. So every waking hour that I wasn't sleeping, wanking, eating, I was either in uni or I was working. So I say go to uni, try it out for a year, you might end up loving it. And at the same time, do not let go of doing part-time that job that you love.
Great advice. Great advice. Here's one from, I don't think I'm going to say their name because I don't know if they've consented to this, but they've said, I had sex last night and now my vagina is quite sore and tender.
Nope.
This hasn't happened before. I'm too embarrassed to tell him or the chemist. What should I do? Is this normal? He was quite big.
It's all in your hands, babe. I haven't a clue. Like, literally, okay. Not a clue.
So here's the thing. Oh, it's gone. There we go. If this is the first time that it's happened and it's just sore and tender, right, and you know that he had a very large penis, see if it goes away the next day. Because, you know, I feel like if there's been a, if it's been a big dick, then yeah, you could, and you're not ready for it, sore and tender, like, will happen, unfortunately, if you're not ready.
Sorry for the silence. I'm just taking it all in.
I'm just...
I really am.
I'm like, Riyadh, help me out here. But then I just remembered he knows nothing. If it keeps hurting, basically go out with someone with a smaller dick. Or
just the tip.
Or just the tip. Or just some fingers.
Or is she bleeding?
Yeah, this is the thing. Look out for some blood. And I'm afraid, like, if it continues happening and if it's sore during sex and if there's any blood or anything like that, then you should go to your doctors. And it's not embarrassing at all.
No.
They've seen everything.
Like, if you think that your issue that you're going into your doctor about is bad, believe me, they've seen 10 times worse. You are mild.
Yeah.
You are a walk in the park for them. You're vanilla. And
yeah.
Also, if you're kind of in and around our age, maybe a little bit younger, in your teens or early 20s, check out the NHS Go app. Which is fantastic for young people. And you can go...
It's a great way to get the information before you decide whether or not you want to go to a doctor's or not. The other thing I will say, and this isn't to scare you or anything, but it's just to show the importance of going to a doctor if there's anything that's worrying you about your sexual health or your genital health, which is a friend of mine was having pain during sex recently. And she went to the doctors and got it all checked out and, like, had swabs taken from her cervix and stuff, and basically they found out that she had this thing. I can't remember the name of it, but it could have potentially led to cervical cancer had she not found it early.
It's very rare,
but the thing is that if she hadn't have been like, you know what, something's up, I'm going to go to the doctors about this, then she would have never found that out, and it may have developed into cervical cancer.
Do you know what, sometimes I find going to the doctor and talking about these things and showing your bits to a professional gives you, if not an answer, it gives you a peace of mind that actually everything is A-okay. So even think of your mental health and your worry and your anxiety will be gone. So just go to the doctor. It's fine. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, this is true.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Aaron Crafty, right, Aaron?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, mate. I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
No, you're cool. Honestly, thank you for having me.
So how's that going, all the fans?
Jesus,
Facebook
man,
stuff.
It's fantastic. It blows my mind, man. Mm. Like, it's blowing my mind every day, so it's a blessing.
What number are you on now? With that key in it, he's on 4 mil. Higher or lower than? Higher.
What, over? Oh.
Facebook likes.
Facebook likes is 3.6.
Oh, you're on his tail.
3,600.
You're on his tail.
Yeah, it's great. It's really nice, man, yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah, Kian took over me. How dare you?
Did
he? Listening. Yeah, he did. He did, yeah. He's fantastic, man.
Have you had a little word with him out there?
Yeah, oh, mate, I smashed him in, yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
Are you on YouTube? Yeah.
I am. I made a YouTube profile.
Right.
I was on Facebook first, then I found Vine. Vine moved on. It was mental on Vine for me, so I thought, do you know what? I really want to go back to Facebook. So I went back to Facebook, started putting compilations on there, went mad. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do vlogs and stuff. Oh my God, yeah, YouTube. I went onto YouTube, made a profile, put a profile picture there and a couple of compilations of my vines and totally forgot about YouTube. Like, I didn't have no time I was doing, obviously, my Facebook stuff and it all got completely out of hand. And I was like, oh my God, Jesus, what am I doing? Mm. So I went into it full time. I looked on my YouTube, like, it was like 6 months ago, and it was like 40,000 subscribers. I was like,
it's mental.
What? Mm. Like, cause they started adding me from Facebook.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, because I got big on Facebook, they started adding me, so obviously they must have Googled my name or whatever, and my Instagram started getting bigger, my Twitter started getting bigger, then my YouTube, but now I've gone back to YouTube, so I'm going to start to do some bits on YouTube now, just for YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And it's a nice little challenge, man, because I've got so much stuff to say. I've got some horrible stuff to say as well. I've got so much anger built up in me.
About?
I can't tell you.
Is it about YouTubers?
I done a Snapchat story yesterday about YouTubers.
Oh.
No. My thing with YouTubers is, can I go into it? Am I allowed to go into it?
Yeah,
I love this. Right, okay. insane. Listen, if you're annoyed about your following coming up to you, knocking on your windows and stuff, I know it's really bad. That's naughty because I'll be pissed right off. I just swore. Listen, if they're annoyed about followers coming up to them all the time, like knocking on the windows, listen. Get away from your camera in your house and go out and start doing some videos out and vlogs. You might meet a couple of your followers. Say hello. Yeah? Jack, you're different because you're a social platformer, which means you're repping, man.
Right.
So everyone knows you. Everyone loves you. But, like, I get annoyed with people, man. Like, I just get annoyed. They're on so much money a month. Just enjoy it, man. Go out and do some bits, man.
Well, this is bit awkward, isn't it?
Are you both obviously you YouTube as well?
I'm very, very,
we
very
have
new.
Just now, oh. We have just now started a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And we're going to teach you how to be like us. Because we are the super most talented YouTubers in all of the land.
Yes, we are.
This is
only if you own pug dogs.
We have two of them.
Get
right
in
here.
There!
Who can join
well
twins?
Done, boys.
One's called Doug and the other one's called Doug too.
So we're going to teach Aaron how to vlog. We're now about to do the most talented thing ever. We were writing movies and poetry, but we put them in the bin because this is where the money is. It's the Happy Vlogger Challenge. You know the rules. Let's go. Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
What are you... I'm watching right now.
you can't do it.
That's too much, man. That's free. Don't heave. That's mate. At least eight, Jack. At least eight. I could do eight now. Easy. Are we doing this?
Yeah. Oh, that's him done.
He's got a poor gag rabbit.
Mate, look at his eyes getting watery.
But there you
I'm
go.
Rubbish, but that still proves I'm a great YouTuber.
You are. Give me a high five, sir.
Thank you. And another one.
Where are the chilies?
The what? Sorry.
Surely a YouTuber does a chili challenge or a cinnamon one.
You've got us because we're just down here. Nothing. I've got nothing.
Oh, no, I'm going to be hated from YouTube now. I'm trying my hardest to get
you
on YouTube.
Fine. But we want
to be
you.
Honest.
People like the honest.
I'm going to be honest, man. Yeah. Trust me, my YouTube channel is going to be insane.
So, you saw what we just did. You can have a go yourself.
You said you could do at least seven.
At least eight.
At least eight.
Oh, he's gone in.
Happy Vlogger.
Happy Vlogger after
everyone. Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
He's regretting his numbers.
Happy Vlogger.
That's three.
Happy Vlogger.
Four.
They expand.
Happy Vlogger.
Six.
Happy Vlogger.
Seven.
Not bad. Not gag reflex. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Happy Vlogger.
Oh,
he's got to get two more. Nine.
Oh, I feel gaggy just looking at him.
Can he get one more in there? Happy Vlogger. Oh,
No.
One more for 10.
Champion!
Monumental effort.
That was absolutely ridiculous. So,
oh, he's just spit them all out in the fresh ones.
Oh, it's like just seeing birth.
Come on, eBay.
Oh, God. Well, let's just dim the lights. Thanks, Will.
It's getting
why has it got dark in here?
Because it's a viral interrogation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you scared now?
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Dover can't help you now.
I'm Detective Nozza, and this is my partner.
Sergeant.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Sergeant Dean.
Jesus.
And we're going to ask you some of the most gruelling questions you've ever been gruelled with, all right?
Oh, God, what have I got coming?
But if you laugh, if you hesitate, or if you say pass, that's going to be a mark against your name, Sunshine.
The aim of the game is to get as few marks as possible.
Okay. It's a bit like golf, except for the clubs, the balls. But there's going to be a bit of rough, mate.
Oh, and a few bogeys after looking at you, you snotty little toe rag.
So you better prepare yourself, Sergeant.
Let's go.
Full name?
Aaron Craskell.
Age?
33.
How many Facebook likes?
3,600,000.
How much did that cost you?
A couple of friendships.
Where are you from, mate?
Dover.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is it nice there, Aaron?
No.
Get much attention from the public, do you?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Get much hate?
Yes.
What do they say?
Fatty, fatty, bum, bum.
Oh,
how old were you when you lost your V plates?
16th birthday.
Nice.
Did you report them missing, did you?
What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Theft.
What's your catchphrase?
See you later.
You're not going anywhere! Sit down!
Have you got a bae in your life?
Yeah, her name's Charlotte.
You're the bane of my life. Do another one, Nozzer.
This one is a biggie, all right, so take your sweet little time.
Go on.
Have you ever owned an inflatable chair?
No.
What about an inflatable girlfriend? Because our producer's lost this.
Jesus, no.
Baby bells or cheese strings?
Baby bell.
Handle your blowy.
Blowy?
Do you want to
You normally get a handy with a blowy, so I don't know.
That's just greedy, sir.
That's a quote.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Piss or shit?
Both.
YouTubers or Viners?
You know it's all about the Vine.
Can you actually last longer than 6 seconds?
No, I'll just do a compilation.
Can you teach me how?
Easy.
Would you delete your socials for a milli quid?
For how much?
A milli quid.
A million?
Yeah.
No.
Can you swear?
No.
Say fuck.
I can't.
What's your favourite Roald Dahl book?
Twits.
Say wanker.
I can't.
Support a football team.
Arsenal.
Say tit wank.
How big is Ed Sheeran's Lego house?
It must be really big.
Have you ever licked a battery?
Yes.
Should all poetry rhyme?
No.
Of course they fucking should. It's poetry, it's an art. Do the last question.
Did you commit the crime?
Of what?
Say cummy spoon job.
No, we can't do it.
Do it.
Oh, that's it. He's not said it.
I'm sorry.
So you're going in the slammer.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
I think it's time for us to say... See you later.
I just said tits.
Yeah, we got him.
You got me. Well done, boys. Well done, boys.
Absolute pleasure, mate.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's
it
going?
How are you? I think I should have a little... Nick Nevin's in the building.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes. Now bow. Bow before me.
You. Oh. Peasants?
Yeah,
peasants?
You peasant. Yeah, go on. We'll go with that one.
We should probably warn the audience that Nick is hanging today.
Hanging.
He's proper
like a,
hanging.
Fuck him, mate. Yes,
so
I'm hanging.
I'm going to mess with your mind, throw you some real hard words into your questions.
Don't. Obviously, we arranged this last week or whatever, and I'm not going to lie to you, babe. I fucking forgot.
Forgot.
I forgot. And then I see the tweet this morning, and I was like...
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
I gotta perform. But it's showbiz, baby.
It's showbiz.
You're used to this. This is what you work in. You are an actor, director. Or is it a director, actor?
No, actor, director. Actor first, I reckon. Actor first, director second.
Director second.
That rhymes.
I reckon.
I reckon. Actor first, director second.
Mate, it's a song. Oh. I'll just get a beat. Let's spit it out.
Just do it, man.
So when did you start acting?
Fuck.
Millennia ago.
Yes, yes. Long, long time ago. Ages ago, I guess I got into it as a kid. I used to go to these, like, little drama classes in my church. At one point, I was a good Catholic boy.
Okay.
Not doing anything with priests. I'm just saying I was a good Catholic boy. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Where's this gone already, innit?
So you did the nativity?
Yeah, I did exactly.
We all did the nativity.
No, I did West Side Story. I did Bugsy Malone.
What, who did you play?
In West Side Story, I played Riff. Bugsy Malone, I played...
Were you a boxer?
No. He was one of Dandy Dan's gang. It was like a... It was shit. It was just a
You're
shit
You're still
part.
Dandy Dan's gang now, aren't you?
Dandy Dan's hang. Definitely. And then I kind of obviously went off the rails a little bit, did some other stuff. And then I ended up in drama school and I did it properly, you know. So.
You sound like you just woke up in drama school. Like,
No. Pretty much. Like, I remember my mum was saying, look, if you're in trouble one more time, like, that's it. I'm disowning you. You've got to go and do something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And there was this drama school literally around the corner from me. I walked in there and you got to remember... Them times I was like 18. I thought I was proper badass, yeah. And I walked in there and I was like, "Wait, how do I get into your drama school?" With it, like, they were like, "Who the fuck are you, mate?" Like, and I was like, "That." And they were like, "Yeah, come back with a Shakespeare play and a modern play, right, for your audition." I was like, "All right, sweet." And that day, I went out. I stole the complete works of Shakespeare. Yeah, I proper ballsed it. Yeah, ballsed the complete works of Shakespeare like that. The thing was like that thick, yeah.
The folios.
Do you know what I mean? You could kill someone with that, yeah. And then, yeah, I learned it all on my own. Anyway, I went there, ended up getting a place at drama school, and it ended up being Lambda, like one of the most prestigious drama schools
you
in the world.
Lambda? Yeah,
I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what it was. Like, literally, all I went there for was to, like, meet pretty girls with daddy issues, as all like all actresses, like, yeah, and just get pissed. And yeah, that was it.
And
that
it
was,
worked out.
And it worked out
on TV and all sorts of stuff.
Ended up on TV. Yeah, Cry Watch for that fucking for that Shakespeare.
A regular on Cry Watch. Yeah. Recently, you were in Brotherhood.
I was, yeah, with you.
With Noel, with myself, yeah. We actually had, we were even in the same freaking scene.
We were in the same scene. What a glorious scene that was.
What an amazing scene.
I still cry every time I see it.
I think it should be nominated.
Do you reckon?
Definitely.
Just that one scene?
Just the one hospital scene, I think it should go
To
off.
Be honest, that's why the box office is so high.
I think so.
I agree.
I think that's, so, I think it was us. You play a detective.
Yeah, Detective Parkinson. What a lot of people may not know is that he was actually... Sorry, I'm moving around because it's the only way I can stop myself from being sick. So, yeah, Detective Parkinson, he was, a lot of people don't know that he was actually in adulthood for one scene again. Like, it was my one scene cameo, but he was a PC, me and David Ajala, who I went to drama school with as well.
Oh, you guys were proper buddies before.
Yeah, yeah, old school, mm-hmm. Big up David. And then we were in adulthood for that one kind of one scene bit, and then Noel obviously
liked it and wanted
us to come back, you know? I've got a bone to pick with Noel, actually. Where is Noel? Because someone recalled at the premiere, yeah, when he was going down the line.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't realise this because I was there and it was all kind of happening so quickly. But someone filmed it, right? And then I played it back and he goes, so this is blah, 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 blah. This is Nick Nevin. No one likes him. Like, I was like, what? Like, I don't remember him saying that. He's like, no one likes him, but I'll put him in the film anyway. I swear he said that. Like, I was like, what? Did he fucking say that? Like, I had to see that on someone. Someone just showed that to me. But,
on the social, yeah, because Noel, it was very nice. He introduced the entire cast at the premiere and sort of said a little bit about us. I think all the producers at the time were like, what are you doing? Let's play the movie. But Noel was like, well, I want to make sure everyone... But that's a bit... All right, well, you have to come back on the show and we'll have to get him back at some point.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah. We should just prank call him. Should we just call him? Like, call him now.
Noel pranked me the other day, so I need to prank him back. So I'm still thinking about some...
We'll get something going.
Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
To say that I'm excited is a massive understatement. To have someone that I have followed the career of, like, through the whole journey through my life in music. From my teenage years to now. To have you on the show is amazing. Welcome to the show, Gaz Coombs.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, man.
I read somewhere that you sort of... It's quite stream of consciousness, sort of like when you're creating an album and when you're creating tracks. And then do you ever listen back to some of the stuff and go, oh, where did that come from? Because that came out of my...
What was I thinking? Yeah. No, I sort of get a buzz off... I don't know, yeah, just thinking... No, it's just honest. It's just like, you know, why not say something...
Yeah, and how would you fare in an arm wrestle competition, do you reckon?
Depends who it's with.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I think, I don't know, you know, I think I could probably do all right. Depends if it's left-handed or right-handed. Don't know, you set up something, you know.
All right, okay. Let's have a little think of maybe if you was against, I don't know, one of your contemporaries, let's have a think. Say you had to arm wrestle someone like Beck. I reckon you could easily take
Beck.
Well,
he's quite a slender character, yeah. Beck. He's a very lovely man, but he's very slender. He's got very, very thin arms, so yeah. I think that would be over in seconds.
Right, okay. I might come back to you with another one in a minute. Like,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Kanye West
would be, yeah. I reckon he might take you.
He might do. Yeah. I might just kind of stare him out, though.
I think he's very in a very strange emotional place at the moment, so you might have him. He's thinking about something else, I think.
Yeah, I think he's slightly preoccupied. Yeah. Bless him.
Also, yeah. What I'd like to ask you about, Gaz, because I've always really admired you on this front, is your sort of, like, sartorial image. I've noticed there's a lot of white going on around this album, like the white suit and stuff. How much do you think about what your image is going to be when you bring an album out, or are you always kind of pretty much just like, this is my style perpetually and this is how I am? And basically, I guess I'm trying to ask you how vain you are and how much of that you think that affects your music.
Extremely vain. No, I don't know, man. It's same as it ever was, you know. It's just you kind of find, you know, I don't know, you find something that I like to wear and I just maybe think, you know, I'll just wear that for a bit. I mean, I had a white suit. It's just I picked it up and I thought it was cool and I thought it was, you know, fresh and different to,
well,
you know,
it's
different
a, it's
to wearing
very,
black all the time.
Yeah,
but,
it's
you
really
know.
Striking, and so I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. I'm get straight down to get a white suit, I think.
after the show. Nice, yeah, so, it's just a little something I threw on in the morning.
Yeah, of course, of course. So I want to just get you embroiled in a feature that we do with all our guests on the show called Best Guest, right? So I'm just going to throw four quick questions at you, and you just got to answer them as honestly as you can. There's no real agenda to it. Number one, they're very sort of throwaway, is what flavour shower gel are you using at the moment, guys?
I think I'm sort of using some, I don't know, it's one of the kids' ones.
One of the kids' ones. What, Mr. Matey?
Actually, we used to get those Mr. Men ones.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, it's just some, whatever's hanging around in the shower, honestly. Strange question.
Well, it's just to try and give people a little window into your actual life behind the man behind the music.
Sometimes, you know, you can't beat a bit of soap, a bar of
you
soap.
You like a good old bar of soap, okay, yeah. There you go.
Like the old days.
Like the old days. If you've got a massive hangover, guys, what is your normal go-to for a hangover food?
Hangover food? I don't know. Some sort of... I quite like some sort of chicken soup, you know?
Chicken soup for a hangover? Like broth.
Like a broth. And then a nice pint.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. That would confuse me, the hot and the cold liquids at the same time. I couldn't have that.
It can happen.
I'll give it a go. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Right, you think the shower gel one was weird. If you was a lorry driver, guys, what would your handle be on the old CBR radio?
I don't know. It'd probably be something like The Matador.
The Matador. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You don't want to...
I mean, all the good ones would be taken.
The album and go for World's Strongest Man.
No, I think that would probably get too much grief. Anyway, all the good ones have been taken, like, you know, Snowman and Big Lad.
Matador's good, though. And also, guys, as a kid, did you ever have, like, a secret hideout in your group of mates?
Well, not really. I sort of grew up in the countryside, so I'd often go and make little camps and, you know, dens in the woods and, you know, yeah, just sort of hide away, get out of the house. But yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
So you did, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
A good den.
Yes.
Now, if you win Best Guest, you can have anything you like from the imaginary prize cupboard. So what would you like, guys?
Some different shower gel, please.
All right, we can arrange that. So,
and a copy of the arm wrestling film with Sylvester Stallone on VHS.
On VHS?
Betamax would be preferable.
I tell you what, next time I'm in a charity shop, if I see...
Over the Top.
Anywhere,
that's what it's called,
Over the Top. If I see it, I'm getting it sent to your people.
Wicked.
And you love it.
Ian Boldsworth on FUBAR Radio.
That's nice.
Thank you. That's your...
That's his theme tune.
Theme music. Yeah, nice.
Well, he always comes on soon.
Thank you.
Do you know how old, Matt's cupboard is?
No idea. 70s, I'm going to say. Toby's going to Google it now.
What sort of prep is that for an interview?
You should know the age of...
If I ask you a question, you've got to have an answer. You're PR.
I'm going
to
say...
You've got to answer these things.
Have a rough guess. Let's all have a guess. I'm going to... Oh, I said 73 in my head, so I was right. 74.
Yeah, I got older. I got 76.
Yeah,
I'm going to go 74. That's what I'm going to go for. Where are you from, please?
I'm from Leeds.
You're from Leeds. You're a Rhinos fan?
I am.
Are you?
I am. I did a voiceover for the grand final and sent my family along. Got them tickets, got them freebies.
So, for to be played on the night?
Yeah, on the grand final. You know the grand final? Super League grand final.
What the grand final is.
Yeah. So, they all went along and got pissed, yeah, for free.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so they had a nice time, but I couldn't go.
Oh. Leeds are champions, aren't they, at the moment?
They are.
That's a shame. Well, no, they won't always be. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That they're champions. That's unfortunate. They didn't have a great season, but then they sneaked it at the end. Yeah, just doesn't feel fair. What have you been in? I've seen a lot of things.
I started out in Game of Thrones and then just been working my way through, really.
Like, okay.
Yeah, so I've got I did a feature film last year coming out in February with, you know, Ruth Wilson. Have you seen The Affair?
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. I remember you from Dickensian, though. That was really good.
Oh, yeah, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, no, I did. Held your own. That was good.
Oh, thank you.
Almost too much from that one.
It was supposed to be as blue as it was, but it ended up being really, really blue.
Literally.
Just holding myself
all
the way through. Star Wars as well?
Yeah, but very briefly. I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh,
right.
Sort of like a flash of the face. In front of the camera, really. That was about
it. I'd take that.
I'd take the credit. Yeah, definitely.
Especially if it is just literally just jumping up in front of a camera and then down again.
Just sort of jumped up, headbutted.
Which Star Wars was it?
Force Awakens.
And what was you in it?
I was a Knight Pilot. Of Ren. No, I was a Knight of Ren, so there was a flashback series where Kylo Ren goes back and he's...
okay.
In order to get his lightsaber, he's taking down a group
Well,
a
careful,
group of,
no, hang on, you might not know this.
A group
this
of
might not be public knowledge.
A group of Knights of Ren.
Is this public knowledge, though? Because it doesn't explain that scene at all in that film.
Oh, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, right.
I think you might have just literally just broken NDA.
Have I just ruined it?
No, is it not out yet?
No, it came out years ago.
Yeah, it's out, but that scene is a flashback scene. And it doesn't. There's no context for the scene.
Oh my god! I can't believe you know the scene.
You know, I tell
you,
you
do remember it.
Ray has a when she touches Luke's lightsaber, she has a flashback to that.
Yeah, so you didn't sneeze at that point.
It was like it really spoke about the scene because lots of things happened in there. There was stuff with Darth Vader in it and all that sort, and Yoda's voice and Alec Guinness's voice was in it as well.
Yeah,
which they basically made him say Ray by chopping off the beginning and end of a sentence. They got Ray. They just got that one. Thing from
did they?
This is interesting stuff. And also, legally, I don't know if he's just broke a contract.
Well, why? Would you have?
Because if you know stuff from behind the scenes that isn't public knowledge, I don't want you to get in bother.
I didn't really know, though, because they didn't even send us a script. They just send you the scene that you're doing and say this is a flashback scene.
So have you decided that that's what was happening
that's
in
what
that scene?
Happening,
right,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. It's like when keep anyone ever asks me about Game of Thrones, just make answers up.
Yeah,
do you know who's going to win? Yeah, I do know who's going to win.
Who do you think?
There's loads of people that are going to win. There's like, there's fucking
Bronn.
He's going to win.
Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
Now that she's
Charlie,
she's
had it with
Charlie. She's had it with old
John
Kit.
Snow.
Yeah.
Oh, Kit. Yeah. Kit Harington. Yeah.
They've
me, John Snow.
Dommel. He's going to win something.
Dommel.
I've never seen it.
He's not in it yet. But maybe spoiler, he is in the next series.
Yeah, Dommel.
Who's Dommel?
Not all the cast know about it yet.
Exclusive.
Dommel is going to be a pretty big deal. And they won't be, by the end of that battle, he won't be talking about his height. Let's put it that way. There'll be a lot of, how did he reach us with that sword?
Yes.
About his length. Yeah,
the sword
is
massive. Do you watch Game of Thrones? No. You don't, do you? No, I don't think so. I'd
probably like it.
I think you would. It's not too
late. Yeah, it's a lot of episodes, isn't there?
Yeah.
You have to watch about 90 hours to catch up at the moment.
Christmas is coming. Could binge watch it. No.
It's not.
I can't invest in that.
I know. When it's that many series, it's hard to get into, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you still watch it, even though?
Yeah, I keep up with it, actually. Yeah, yeah. I watched it to begin with just because it was my first job. So
right.
I wanted to see whether or not
it
was just shit.
You're dead in it.
I'm dead in it. Yeah.
That's already ruined that.
Another spoiler.
Because I will go, I know it all.
Now then you know he's going to die
when you see it. Tell me more about Star Wars.
Well, there's not really much more to say.
There is. I promise I'll promote this other thing if you tell me about Star Wars.
All right, okay.
So
you know about what's happening in the next film?
Do you know what? I actually know most of the plot of the next film.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
So I know someone who works on it.
Oh, well,
so
you tell me, because I don't know.
Are you in the next film?
No.
Okay.
I
can't say it on air, obviously, but I can't talk about it. But
you had a guest in and he was from it?
No, I was working at Pinewood.
Oh, right, okay.
So I know some people who have been involved in it who've probably told me more than they should have told me.
All right, okay.
But I won't say who them people are because that will get them in trouble.
How much trouble do you get sued, if that is the case, that you accidentally tell someone and then someone leaks it?
Well, there's different levels of stuff. Like, for example, if you break into the set, I can tell you now from experience that the Disney security will taser you.
Really?
Disney security. It's not Pinewood security. Disney security will tase you. I can also tell you...
Where did they tase you?
That Pinewood strongly deny that they ever shot down a drone.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But I've heard different things from different people. That a drone went over filming stuff and that it was shot down is what I heard. But the head of Pinewood said to me categorically that didn't happen.
Fine.
I can also tell you that there's been a huge... Because this would be obvious. There's been a huge upset in those productions now because Carrie Fisher's away.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So that has dramatically changed things.
Right.
In terms of how it's put together. And I can also tell you that the Knights of Ren don't only appear in The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Not really, no.
No, me
then
neither. So this is like...
Not really, no.
But I don't want to tell him that he's been recast.
Oh, yeah.
Could you see your face in it?
I think they could, but...
If you look, like, 4K.
Like, 4K
super zoom.
You get there, yeah, like, 16 fucking frames per millisecond, you do, yeah. You can see there's just a ginger beard, and that belongs to me.
Do you know what I mean? That's just an exciting thing, though, to have been a part of.
Yeah, like,
anyway,
I'm really happy to be part of it. I mean, what was great was it was the last 2 days of the filming on the shoot, so J.J. Abrams, he got everyone out, he did a fuck-off firework display.
Wow.
5 minutes before rap ended.
I was there.
Were you there? And they were handing out burgers and hot dogs and everything.
I wasn't meant to be.
Love Lies and Records sound brilliant. Genuinely, right, you know at Pinewood, so you know when you go into Pinewood and there's all the park, it's slightly changed it now, but there's parking that goes on for fucking ages.
Right.
Like, so if you go into Pinewood through the main gate and you go right into that car park there and you go up the little hill bit, that parking there goes on for ages. Mm. And it goes on all the way past where they shoot outside.
Right.
So I'd been doing, I'm not sure it was Red Dwarf. I'd been doing Red Dwarf, mm-hmm. and then I was given the nod that it was last night of shooting on Star Wars, and I'd been sort of creeping around anyway, and we'd been into the props department and stuff, and it was all lovely.
Yeah.
So I just drove my car, and I had a pass, I just drove my car to the end of the car park, the very, very end of the car park, and just had a clear view of what they were shooting, but there were fireworks that night, and I assumed that was explosions and stuff.
Right.
But it did look, I saw a stormtrooper fly through the air at one point. And I texted my brother and said, I've just seen a stormtrooper just fly through the air. So part of it was with the filming and stuff.
But so are they doing Red Dwarf down there? Is it like season 10 that they're doing down there now?
Do you like Red Dwarf?
I totally grew up with
Red
Dwarf.
Have you seen the last series?
No, because as soon as they killed the canned laughter, I lost interest.
Oh.
What?
It became, you know the canned laughter, right? Oh, the old series. Up until about, I think, series 6
he
or 7.
He wasn't canned.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? It wasn't canned. He did warm up for it. What it was in front of an audience.
Oh, was it in front of an audience?
You come in here. Jack the lad from Leeds, swanning about the place.
That was the lie bit.
I'm in this thing. And you come onto my turf. And have the audacity to call it canned laughter.
It wasn't the real laughter.
The laughter at the jokes had disappeared, hadn't it? The laughter at the jokes.
That was when you started doing warm up.
Is it not canned then? Do they do it all in front of an audience?
They have a warm up man like Ian doing it in front of an audience.
Oh, do they?
It was never canned.
What series did you come on? Is that why?
Shut up.
But why did they cut all that?
Oh, look, here's a screenshot from the latest series of Red Dwarf, mate. Here's a screenshot from that. Yeah, you come in here, giving it all your big I am. Oh, look, who's that? It's Craig Charles there. Look, who's this bloke over here? Yeah. Being the star of Red Dwarf.
Well,
how would you like that, mate? You interview me now.
Have they brought the audience back into it then?
The audience were. There was one series.
There was one series, right? That's when
I think it was series 8, I think it was.
Right, okay.
No, it was a real issue amongst
fans. It went bad, man.
It was a real issue.
Yeah.
Because they didn't film it in studio. And then, so then they did Back to Earth, which was a special, which is the film thing, which is you can take or leave it, or however you feel about it.
Yeah.
And then series 10, 11, 12 are all filmed in the studio, back in the studio audience. So two at Pinewood, we did two at Pinewood, 11 and 12.
Oh, well,
and
really
10 was Shepperton.
I think I'll pick it up then. Yeah, because I'm so used to those old episodes where
they've got the canned laughter in the
cattle. I'll tell you what I should get, mate. Maybe get the Red Dwarf game, mate.
Get
the Red Dwarf game, mate, and play as this character.
Is that you?
How'd you like
that?
How'd you like them apples,
you
mate?
You wouldn't tell because he's quite a lot taller, isn't he?
Shut up! I'm happy with the height.
Okay.
You'd make a good Holly. Would you like to play a Holly?
No,
me neither. They were both on Pointless yesterday, both Hollies. The old man Holly and
Norman
then,
and Hattie.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were both on there.
Well, Norman came back for an episode in the last series.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the very last episode.
Oh, fucking. It's been on. He was the best one, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Should have seen it on the night. It was amazing. I'm just waiting now because I saw someone was about to start typing something.
It was in Wrap
and
It Up,
do you know,
probably.
What I want to see more than anything else at this moment
is the
look on the face of your PR.
Why?
Because you haven't spoken about what I do.
That's why I would fucking love to see that.
Is that through there?
I know. I don't want to make it obvious. But she's livid. I think Cracker was my favourite ever drama, you know.
See, I like Prime Suspect. Did you ever watch
that?
Yeah,
the first Prime Suspect was great.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, but not as good as Love, Lies and Records. I'm just kind of like, here I go.
You've only seen one episode of it. Why? Because rubbish.
Like, can never. It's already like better than all of them.
Like Red Dwarf that you said that time.
That's true.
Let's put the boot on the other foot, see how he's like. What do you want to be?
Oh, I'd like to be an actor if that's possible.
Yeah. But we'll see. But what do you want to
do?
Just real drought, Red Dwarf. What's the goal with acting? What do you want to? What's your thing?
Well, it takes fucking forever to build any kind of momentum. So you're not always. It's not like you can just walk in and just choose.
Yeah.
But I've been lucky, man. Like sort of, roles that have been a bit more intense.
It's Knights of Ren.
Yeah, the Knights of Ren, that's the spin-off of Star Wars 11, I think.
You did a lot of work. You could tell that you were thinking.
Yeah, that's the film I think they're plugging to for me to lead. But I can't I can't definitely show that would be available if Love Lies and Records goes.
I wouldn't even begrudge you if in like 4 years' time you come back and with a fucking DVD. Like,
fucking
and go,
boom.
There you go. Oh, you might have heard of me now. There you go. Yeah. So as an actor, that you're looking for somewhat with a bit of clout to it, like,
yeah, you know? And I like it, you know, people have talked about, you know, I didn't know that was you in that, I didn't realise that was you in that, and I like that, yeah. Because
I couldn't make you out in that.
No, I couldn't make you out in that. I liked you in that. I couldn't make you out in that.
In that bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few parts coming up just like that, so I'm glad that you've, you know, plugged into that kind of thing.
I've done all them, mate. I was in Red Door for 45 seconds, mate.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, really flating, really flating.
Back row and chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Alex Mitten in the studio.
Hello. Yas Queen, how you doing?
That is the little studio audience that we have sitting in the corner. We don't pay them much.
They're great, though.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
They are great.
Fabulous. So, Mitten.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Marvel Studio.
Thank you for having me on.
So you are, let's just look if anyone's like, who the fuck's Alex Mitten? Who are you?
I'm just this guy.
You're just a guy.
Sitting here on FUBAR Radio with you, Johanna. I am a guy that ended up on reality TV. Somehow.
Which is great.
On one of those shows.
Accidentally,
Accidentally just like sort of stumbled into it. They were filming and they said, hey, you want to do it? And I said, yeah.
Oh, they were filming in the street and you just walked along. Yeah, and like, hi.
They phoned me up. And at the time I originally said no because I just started a new job and, you know, I was trying to do the sort of professional route.
What were you doing?
I was working in NPR.
Oh.
In Holborn, very, very proper. And then after 4 months of sitting behind a computer, I went, actually, do you know what? Fuck this, I need something else.
I'm a star, bitch.
I'm born to be on the screen. And so I went and said yes, and I think it's 6 years later or 7 years later or something.
You're still there. Do you remember the first time that it came out on TV and the first time people clocked who you were?
I'm sure you sort of experienced it too with the stuff that you do. The first time that you get this recognition in the street, you're like, why do people care? Yeah.
Why are you looking
at it? Yeah, it is a bit weird. The worst times when we're really hungover, and obviously you kind of have to adopt this persona of like a really sort of happy, lovely person, but when you're hungover, you're not always happy and lovely.
And you are like 90% hungover all the time, right?
Hey, it's 89.
I'm just calling it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, so you have to sort of put on this like brave smile and not smell of booze, which is quite hard sometimes.
I mean, I've heard that Chanel is a good perfume to kind of disguise the booze.
Chanel's good for...
Because it's very alcoholic-based anyway. So you can just be like...
I think I just end up smelling of women and booze.
Well, that's not a bad thing all the time, is it? Chanel.
Depends.
Odor. That's my perfume.
Wow, I think you're in the wrong game. Or maybe the right game.
Odor.
That voice is... It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, okay, so you spend most of your time on Made in Chelsea. So where are we now in Made in Chelsea?
So we are, I think, believe it or not, series 69! Series 69, which has been my favourite series, really. And we've actually just come back from Croatia, so we filmed these like sort of summer series where we go away.
Yeah, you literally went to the land what we're not allowed to talk about now.
I know.
Was it nice though?
It's a lovely place. No, actually, it was fucking shit. I hate it. It is. It's a beautiful place, obviously. But it's not London. Nothing is London.
Nothing
I always
is.
Go away and do these things, and they are great, and it's, you know, beautiful scenery, but you can't beat London. I always want to come back. Yeah. And I've been back for like 5 days, and I'm like, I quite want to go away. I'm actually leaving.
No, you've already gone. I'm just following your Instagram. I'm like, oh, where's Alex? Oh, he's in Hawaii.
Is that you that keeps DMing the...
I just keep spamming
the,
you.
The naughty pics.
I'm just spamming you with dick
she sends
pics
me
every day.
A nipple a day. So
a nipple a day. Well, I've got seven, so I can keep going.
Oh, 7 days
but
a week.
You are on holiday a lot, but I guess it's your job, so.
I've kind of lucked into this situation where I can call a holiday work and a work holiday.
You've fell on your feet, sir.
Yes.
You fell on your feet.
I have. But no, Croatia was amazing. Kind of what always happens. You take a group of people away in a sunny destination and give them booze. They're going to end up doing some shagging. They're going to end up doing some naughty stuff. And, yeah, that kind of happened and bad things do go down. But there's also a lot of good times in it as well. So we had a great time.
I do have to admit that Made in Chelsea is probably the only reality TV show. Why am I putting it in there? They are reality. I'm doing air quotes, but it is actually a reality TV show that I genuinely watched and enjoyed. Like, I never got into Towie or any of the others. I got into Made in Chelsea. And you get really involved. You do.
I think it's filmed in such a, like, sort of, pretty way. Everything just looks.
Yeah, everything just looks so filtered and gorgeous. No wonder
amazing.
You can turn up hungover and look like.
I tell
a
you
nod.
No. I tell you what. For some reason, TV makes me look worse. I look more hungover than I actually am. I've watched some like stuff back, and I'm like, I wasn't that bad.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think it's an age thing as well. After a while, you crack a little bit more.
It's been 6 years, isn't it?
It's been 6 years.
I mean, does it have to be real drama, or can you guys fabricate the drama?
No, it has to be real.
It has to be real.
I mean, obviously, you could, if you were a great actor,
you could
be like, yes, he's an absolute dickhead, and yeah. I shagged his mum or something. But
I shagged the dog.
Yeah.
I'd be wild on that show. It'd be like a loose cannon. They'd be like, oh,
they
God.
Should actually one day just let like a sort of really highly trained actress or actor in just to
mix it up, just up with it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I really like it. I think one of the reasons why I like it, though, is I watch it. And I think probably why everyone likes it, they watch it, they love to see other people in distress and it all go to shit, because then they go, I feel so much better about my life.
It's quite sick, actually, reality
TV. I thought
TV,
my relationship
it?
Was bad, but oh, it's not as bad as Ben Kidd.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's the same as any sort of drama soap. It's like peaks and troughs. It's like, oh, God, he's having a terrible time. And then next week, oh, he's in love again.
Did you ever get any abuse? Because
I still get it on the
you
way
had,
here.
Some you
guy
had some
was
quite,
like, oi, dickhead.
Oh.
Really.
Sorry about that. I just couldn't help shouting.
Is it you?
Yeah, because obviously you're putting your dirty laundry out to dry on TV, and not everyone's an angel.
That was a really stupid episode, actually. I shouldn't have hung up
you
my
pants. You
shouldn't
have put those
have
boxes
up my pants. Yeah, they were a bit pooey.
Do you ever get any actual hate from people who get so involved and they're like, you cheated?
I think people view it almost as though we're sort of these, like, we're not real people, so they throw abuse over social media, like over social media, which you kind of have to be like ready for. Like you know what you're getting into. I used to get sent some pretty horrible stuff. I once got sent. This was going through a particular bad period of mine where I was being a bit of a dick.
Yeah, and the dick period. Yeah,
I was the dick period. Yeah, and I got sent quite a lot of vicious images of penises.
Ooh.
One of which was a stiletto going right through the tip of someone's penis, and a girl saying, "I'm going to do this to you." And I still actually wear a cock cage today because I'm petrified.
Just in case.
And if anyone's wearing stilettos, I sort of flinch. You know?
So you have an actual trauma of stilettos now.
Yeah.
I mean, we can work through that. I'm sure there's therapists out there willing to work with you. We can get you so that you can go out to a club and not be like a little fetus position on
shaking.
The floor. We'll help you, babe. Don't worry about
clutching
that.
Clutching my penis.
Don't worry. Not at all. What do you like to do when you're not being on TV? What are your favourite things to do? What do you...
Oh, just like Instagram.
I just like to be on Instagram.
You know, I just like being on Insta Live most of the time. No, what do I like doing?
Any weird hobbies / fetishes?
Oh, stilettos. It's sort of gone... It was a fear at first and now...
And now
I've
embraced it.
I'm kind of into it. I'm actually wearing a pair right now.
How can you imagine?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious if I got off the seat and just trotted off. What do I do in my spare time? I mean, I have to be honest, I like to party a lot, and it's a sort of cliche that I like to party, but I do end up out quite a lot. I like meeting people. I like.
Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any golf or anything?
Not got into golf yet.
No, I've gone into like junkyard golf, you know, like kind of mini golfing.
I went to one in Dalston called FA's something or other, Snooker Club.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's a bit of a trippy experience. It's like loads of strobe lighting in there. It's all like luminescent.
That was just the toilets.
Yeah, that was just the toilets. And it was really fun. Maybe that sort of golf.
I went to one called Swingers. It was a club called Swingers, which was kind of hard to find.
Were you thinking it was something else?
Yeah, I turned up like super disappointed. I was like, oh, those cannibals.
You were there in full leather.
Yeah, it was well awkward. Like, my mate came in a gimp costume.
You heard 18 holes and you thought...
So, I was like, I'm there, babe.
Have you ever opened up your laptop or phone when someone's asked to use your phone and there's been something sort of unsavoury?
Let's have a look. Let me have a think of my... let's have a look in my mind.
You're like, what's acceptable?
My laptop, no, because my laptop is literally... I just, like, edit on that. And, like, it's just my workstation. But my phone... Yeah, I think there has been, like... there's that moment of terror when someone takes your phone and they look at a picture and then they start scrolling and then you're like... Oh, no!
Yeah.
I was checking that mole on my anus and I might have taken a few pictures, medical reasons, and they're going to find it, and oh, my God.
There's that sort of swipe anxiety, like, to stop swiping, don't go... Oh, okay, he's found it. There you go.
Have you ever had, like, an iCloud mishap? Because obviously...
I don't use iCloud
for this
reason.
Okay, good, because you guys, you know, you're famous, you're famo now, so I think there should be some ground rules when you're famous about the whole sexting nude thing. Like, I have some rules. I never put my face and I never show a nip. Or anything like.
So it sounds quite tame. What do you include?
Oh, you can get creative, babe. You can get creative. Yeah. So I don't show my face and I don't show anything that, like, if it did get onto the cloud, if it did go into the wrong hands or whatever, it's not going to affect my career.
It must be a really horrible feeling, actually. knowing that someone has gone through your whole thing and just put it out to the world. I, do you know, I think some people actually do it on purpose, though.
What, the celebrities? No, yeah. I don't know.
But some of the photos are like, they look like they're so... I guess you kind of do that for
send a shit nude, are you? You're not going to be like, sorry, the angle was wrong, I got five chins. No, yeah. You're going to make sure that you look shit hot. But I like the fact that the time it takes you to send a nude and then the editing, and then you've got about 106 options.
That process, you kind of lose most of the erotic.
I know. It's taking me 29. They've already fallen asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point? Let's just eat instead.
Yeah.
Much easier. You could probably make a pizza quicker than it does to take you.
You could.
To make a good nude.
You could.
I mean, what angle as well? I know. I'll leave it to the kids.
The kids of today.
The kids of today know how to take it.
They're going to be pros, actually, when they get...
Well, apparently there's this theory, right? So nudes and selfies and those kind of things, it's going to go out of fashion again, and it's going to become in fashion to not show your genitals immediately to strangers.
I love that it's just such the norm now. I've never really got dick pics, like, to randomers. Maybe in a relationship.
Yeah.
I get that. But, like, I just don't think a girl's going to go, ooh, actually, you know what? Maybe some girls would, I don't know. Right. Has a dick pic ever sort of... You know,
never in my life ever.
Turned you suddenly.
Trust me. And that, this is something that I don't get what their thought process is. Because if I've ever received a dick pic in a DM, it has to go straight in the girls' group chat. And we are laughing about it for days. And we're memeing it. And we're naming it. And, you know.
Putting a quiff on a little tash.
We're going to put a quiff on a tash. And we're going to call it Gollum. And, like, do you know what I mean? Like, this is never. I don't think it's ever worked. If anyone has ever successfully sent someone a dick pic and got, like, a relationship out of it, then let us know.
That'd be quite a cute romance story.
Can you imagine?
How did it all start?
Grandma, how did you meet Granddad? Well, he sent me this gorgeous
and you look up
head.
On the wall and they've just got this huge frame dick. it was all because of this.
It was 2 a.m. 2016. I was very drunk.
Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.